In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him, nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race, the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we gather together this morning, this is the fourth Mass that the Church celebrates for Christmas. Every Mass of Christmas has its own readings and its own character. And all the readings of the previous Masses up to this point have told the story. Last night, we began with the Annunciation to Joseph. As an angel speaks to Joseph, "Do not be afraid to take Mary into your home, for the child to be born to her is done by the power of the Holy Spirit and is the Son of God." And then last night at midnight, as the church gathered, we heard solemnly proclaimed the great story of the Nativity. Jesus is born to Mary and Joseph in a manger, in poverty, and in simplicity, and in silence. And yet the heavens open up and proclaim that this child is the great glory of God that is revealed to the nations, and hope has come in. What strikes me about the Mass today as we gather is that we don't tell the story anymore at this Mass. Instead, this Mass, the church just breaks into song. Breaks into song, almost as if it's just waking up to realize what it is that just happened. That God has come into the world, that our Lord has chosen to make his dwelling place among us, that the Word is made flesh. Isaiah stops prophesying in the reading today. All through the other Masses, we've heard Isaiah talk about a time in which wars will cease, suffering will come to an end, the rod of the taskmaster will be broken. Today he simply sings, "How beautiful the feet of the one who runs across the mountain, bringing the gospel, the good news." And today we hear the great hymn of St. John as the prologue of his gospel. "In the beginning was the Word." And right off the bat, we realize that unlike idols and works of human hands that cannot speak, that have no power within them, our God is a spoken word. Our God is speech. Speech that first came out at the dawn of creation. It is God's word that is spoken over the waters of chaos and brings creation into being. It's God's word that called humanity into existence. That it's not good for man to be alone. It is God's word that creates all that is. And it's God's word that when humanity falls away and sins, it's God's word that speaks and calls us back. It's His word, St. Paul tells us, that was spoken to the prophets over and over again, calling the people to a covenant established with Moses and David. But today, we celebrate that God no longer speaks to us through prophets. That in these days, today, God has spoken to us through His Son. The Word is made flesh and makes His dwelling among us. And that Word comes in a new way to pitch His tent here, to become one of us, brothers and sisters, so that you and I can become like Him. There are so many voices in our world today. Voices of fear, voices of anger, voices of war, voices of hatred, voices of loneliness, voices of separation, voices of suffering, voices of doubt. There is a cacophony of voices that surround us. And sometimes those voices can seem overwhelming. Those voices scream at us. Those voices struggle to gather our attention. But my brothers and sisters, the reason today is important is because God has spoken His word, and God's word is definitive. God's word is the final word. God's word changes everything. And as loud as those voices can sound, as powerful as they can seem, those voices will die and fall away. Only one voice will remain, one word, the Word of God, who becomes flesh because He loves us and wants us to know Him. Wants us to know Him. When you love someone, you want that person to know who you are. You want to share yourself and to come to know them as well. God speaks His Word to us because He loves us. Because He wants us to know Him, because He wants us to be with Him. We come together to remember this day, because on this day, God speaks definitively His Word. And as St. John says, the light has come into the world, and the darkness will not overcome it. God's Word is final. God's Word is faithful. God's Word is the reason for our hope. And so we remember this day, God's spoken word, because it gives us reason to hope in the face of so many other voices, in the face of so much violence, because glad tidings has been brought to us by one coming across the mountain, speaking once again the word to us. God proclaims His word. And it is true that, as St. John says, many have experienced that word, that God has come into a world that He created, has dwelt among His own, and has often been rejected or not heard. But the other great mystery of Christmas is, St. John says, but for those of us who believe, who have heard that word, we are made children of God. What we celebrate today isn't so much the birth of a Savior. What we celebrate today is our own birth as sons and daughters of God. Today in love, God begets us. Today in love, God calls us. And it's our own call as sons and daughters that means that we too need to speak that word. We need to speak the word of hope. We need to speak the word of joy. We need to speak the word of salvation. We need to speak the word of life, because that word cannot be overcome by any darkness or sin, by any violence or hatred, because that word is the word that God speaks within our heart. That word was made flesh, and the darkness will not overcome it. Amen.